Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So we're here from Channel 9. Your reporter is Kelly Eckerman. A Kansas City area runner believed that he had qualified for the race of his dreams, only to find out it was all a mistake. The recent Garmin Marathon was not the competition it was supposed to be, and now organizers are admitting it did come up short, literally.
It's called Garmin. Keep going.
The Garmin Marathon. You would think if anybody was an expert on distance, it would be Garmin. For 5 years, Tyler Ault of Prairie Village has been lacing up his running shoes, training 6 to 7 days a week. His ultimate goal is to run in the Boston Marathon, and that meant qualifying at last month's Garmin Marathon.
So I'm going to stop you here because Sam's our runner. In order to get into Boston, which is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, maybe second only to the New York Marathon, you have to either win a qualifying marathon. There might be some kind of lottery to get in. It's very, very hard to get into Boston. Everyone wants to run Boston. He wins the local qualifier, .. is over the moon that he won.
Yeah.
And then keep going.
Well, his chip time in the Garmin Marathon was a winner. He was headed for Boston. He had qualified for the Boston Marathon. Said Ault, I cross the finish line. I scream. I was that super excited. My wife and my daughters have been watching me there, so I was able to meet up with them. They were excited for me. But something was very wrong. Runners have been notified that the Garmin course was 1/3 of a mile short of the required distance to qualify for the Boston Marathon.
Oh, God.
And long-distance runner Tyler Ault joins us on the KMBZ hotline. Mr. Ault, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tyler, I was physically sick for you when I read this story.
Well, thank you. I was quite disappointed myself. So
you cross the finish line, you're screaming, you're super excited. You know, your dream is to get into Boston. When did you find out and how did you find out that somehow someone screwed up big time and this qualifying race was a couple of football fields short? I mean, basically.
Yeah. So the race was on a Saturday morning. I got an email Monday afternoon, a couple days later, that they discovered the error. I spoke with the Olathe Chamber of Commerce. They took full responsibility and said they were going to do everything they could to reach out to Boston and see if they would accept adjusted times. Essentially, they'd take my average, you know, pace and add a little bit of time to it. To then give me a true time for the full 26.2. So, and I had done some research with some friends and have heard that Boston has accepted these adjusted times in years past. So while I was a little freaked out, I kind of thought, you know what, I just got to let this play out and hopefully they accept it and all is well. But then 2 weeks later, I got the email that they had denied accepting the adjusted time. So,
so your dream will go unrealized, at least for the time being.
For the time being, yeah. I mean, I hope I can run another race again in the future, and hopefully I run equally well and can still qualify.
Tyler, but, how far ahead were you of the second and third and fourth place finisher? Or, I mean, do you think you would have still won going just a little bit further?
Well, I didn't win the race overall. I finished fourth overall. I was first in my in the 40
Got
and older age division. So, there was one person that was kind of catching me. So I probably would have finished fifth if we had to go another, third of a mile. I still would have run a qualifying time for my age and gender. It's 3 hours and 10 minutes. And if it was another third of a mile, I probably would have been about 3 hours and 6 minutes, which would have been plenty under my required time. So,
how does this happen? And I hesitate to beat up on Garmin. The irony is so thick you can't make it up. But it was the Chamber of Commerce in Olathe that put on the event. Who is in charge in a marathon of making sure the 26.2 is the 26.2?
Yeah, I think that would be the race organizers. But what I do want to say is we're all humans. We make mistakes. These things happen. I'm not out to get the Olathe Chamber of Commerce or Garmin. I'm most disappointed in Boston and their decision to not accept the adjusted time. I feel like these things have happened before. They're probably going to happen again in the future in different races. There's probably thousands of races all over the country and the world that are Boston qualifiers. These things probably happen, and I wish Boston had a better policy and procedure to handle these types of things.
Tyler, on the flip side of that, I would say because these things have happened, when you are measuring a course and marking a course, you have 10 people checking those dotted I's and crossed T's.
Yeah, one would think so. I don't know what their process was. And I'll give them credit. They took full ownership and responsibility. They understood,
Can you stick with us just for a little bit, Tyler? Because we don't talk about running that much on the program. The entire process fascinates me. We are so proud of you and proud of your attitude for what you are doing moving forward. If you'd stick with us just for another couple minutes, we'll wrap up on the other side.
Sure. Sounds great. Thank you.
Right. That is Tyler Ault, a local man who ran in the Garmin Marathon. He ran it in a time that would have qualified him for the Boston Marathon. That is his dream, is to run in the Boston Marathon. Problem is, the Garmin Marathon was a third of a mile short. Whoops. We'll get back with Tyler Ault in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.